All right, everyone. I'm Dr. Imfan Akpan, and I'm excited about this. I'm overall excited about the time we're living in, and I'm also excited about how the technology is advancing. And technology, I mean AI, and really, it's almost real time. So I made another post on LinkedIn about a website that I made in literally a half an hour. And I, let me take that back, web app, and a it's a web app or app that I made in literally, I want to say a half an hour or less than a half an hour using this website, bolt.new or Bolt, for free. And I think this is amazing because this is something I was saying 2 years ago I couldn't imagine doing. I couldn't imagine I'd go on the computer and literally make an app without any code or without me coding and have it up and running and I can test it and work with it. Is it the greatest web app? Probably not. But if you want to think about being able to test MVPs, you can generate an MVP almost immediately and in real time. Just coming up with the idea and being able to type it up. So I'm going to create another web and mobile app. And what I've done is I've used AI to help me build with AI. So I went to ChatGPT using the O3 mini model, the reasoning model, and had it to put together the prompt that I'm going to use to generate the website. So I want to create an interactive accounting education platform. This is a website for accounting educators and students. And then this is around data analytics. So it's not to be a complete manual for data analytics, but it gives educators a practical, tactical method for engaging students with live data and interactive lessons. So a lot of this is coming from actually a presentation and workshop that was done recently for the American Accounting Association. A lot of the feedback, hey, this would be great to have live and real data. So this is something I'm putting together to see and to test it out, to see what it looks like to have an AI platform where you can actually use real data. So first thing I did, I go to bolt.new. It asks you, what do you want to build? You put in the prompt so you can basically tell it what you want to build. And then you really just let it loose. And then it starts working and it starts coding. So it's coding what I was asking it to do. And it's working. And the great thing about this, it doesn't take a lot of time. And I remember not too long ago, it would be thousands of dollars to pay someone to code, or you would have to figure out. Now it's asking me a question. Do you want me to continue with the teacher dashboard or student view? So now it's making a teacher dashboard implementation. So you would have to either pay someone to code this for you. You would have to code it. And it would take some time. This is really in real time. And you can click here. This is looking at the code. There's not a preview available yet, but once it finishes, we'll have a preview. I'll be able to see what it looks like. And then I can ask it to make any updates or changes. And then I can also deploy it. So I can create a link. And the great thing about that is with the link, I'm able to share it with others. And the student view or the module details page. So it's asking me through the steps on what it like to, you know, what I'd like it to do. But the great thing about this, it's building it. You can see you got the components, navigation, student. It's going through the modules. It's creating that index. So it's literally building this web app or app. And that's key. So this is a web application or a app. And the other thing I was mentioning I really like about this, you can create a live link where you can actually test it. So the other website that I created, it works. I've got a link. I shared it on LinkedIn and people can use it. And you can actually go and find out how many people, clicked on it. You can get some analytics, and then you can go back and iterate. So literally after generating this, I can preview it. I can also ask Bolt to make changes to it just by talking to it. So I can go in that context window and just let it know what I'd like it to change. So there we go. Module details. It's been updated. Handle all views. Okay. There's a problem detected. I'm not going to look at the problem right now, but it's fixing the error. Attempt to fix. Show problem. This is with the navigation app. Fixed it. Okay, great. All right, so there we go. Here's a preview. So empowering accounting educators with live data. Oops, I didn't want to do that. Where is my preview? Let me deploy it, see what happens. I didn't like the really bright background. So it's building the application. Let's see. Transforming. So it's doing some work. Now, mind you, this took me less than 30 minutes to do, and I had a few clicks. There were some bugs that it went through to work through. Now it's, you can see it's going through, it's deploying this. There we go. So it's deployed. Now I've got a link. So I click here. Here's the website. Here is the website. Empowering accounting educators with live data and interactive lessons. So let's look at what we've got. We've got at the top, we've got a teacher dashboard. We've got the active students, active modules, completion rate. Okay, financial statement analysis, budget vary analysis, introductory accounting. Okay, student view. We've got revenue analysis, current ratio, notice correlation. Okay. We've got modules. So these are the modules. Here's the about. We've got a contact. It's not working. So let's see. Let's get started. Let's see what happens. Live collaboration. Okay. Preview the module. Average completion time. Let's see what's in here. Oh, it looks like there's nothing in here. So, overview. So you can put your data set in here. Let's see, let's use, are we able to use this? Did it create data set? No. So we don't have a data set. Let's see. We're not able to put in the data set. All right. But are we able to load a data set? Okay, settings, 2 hours, real-time progress tracking. All right. Okay, so we need, let's see what happens here. Can we go to financial statement analysis? Let me end the session. Let's see what we got here. It's not letting me. Okay, let's preview this module. All right, so it looks like we've got just one module. Okay. We've got one module here. New data set uploaded. So it's got some data. I haven't been here 3 hours ago, but I think this is good. This is a start. So just imagine this, putting this website together, creating, I keep saying website, web app or application. It took me less than a half an hour to put this together. And now I can go back to bolt.new and, make some edits, do some other additions to it. So, and continue working on it and see what it looks like. So I think this is pretty, I mean, to me, this is really amazing. So when I go here and this is private, so you can, oh, you're not looking at this, hold on. So when you go here, you can make that the project private, secret, or public. Right now it's private. And try to resolve the problem. The only thing I'm having a problem with now is that I'm not able to go back in here and make any edits to it. Let's see. Yeah, let's see what it does. rate limit. You got to upgrade. So I've used my my free time to upgrade. Let's see what it is, the pricing. So pro, this isn't bad. Pro, it's 10 million tokens. Pro 50 is $50 a month, 26 million. Okay, so they have different, but wow, they've got the 120 million tokens a month, $200 a month. So they've got different, I've got 750,000 tokens left, but this is great. I mean, I would probably go back and make a, to get it done for free, I'd make a less complicated web app, but I was able to put something together that you could actually see and I can share with individuals and get feedback. So even though it wasn't working functionally all the way, I could still show it to people. And I think that is amazing. So this is really remarkable technology. Love to hear what you think. I think next time I'll show you the website that I already made and that is working and that you can use. And I didn't use all of my my tokens. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you. You have a good one.